House Bill 1224, an act to prohibit interference with the use of communication devices to summon aid to an emergency.
House Bill 1224, having had its second readings of her final consideration, are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, last year I took on an effort to try to strengthen our laws that were involving domestic abuse in order to protect the victims, and I continue on with that this session. I'm asking your support for passage of House Bill 1224. The intent of this bill would be to allow prosecution of someone who intentionally interrupts a 911 call by using threatening or to use verbal or physical force to intimidate, interfere, or any form of violence, destroying, disabling, or damaging a communication device, which would create a Class 1 misdemeanor. When you think about this, we don't want to find those victims of domestic abuse that are badly battered or that are dead. This provides an opportunity for that victim who's being intimidated by that other person coming in, taking the phone off the wall, not literally taking it, but grabbing it, tearing it off, and saying, you're not going to make that call if you don't want something like this to happen. The testimony that was provided at the hearing was very emotional in the sense, and I guess I feel that it really describes it graphically, where you had an individual that came in and wanted to prevent that individual from making an emergency phone call, literally taking the family pet and twisting the head and saying, you make that call, this is what's going to happen to you. Anyone in that position, we need to do what we can to prevent that from occurring. Now, this may not deter the action from occurring, but what it's going to do is put accountability on the individual that is causing that. I ask your support for House Bill 1224.
Further remarks? Seeing none. Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I hate to oppose this bill, being surrounded by Representative Marshall, Representative Clark, in all respect. This probably is a good bill. But I think maybe we've gone too far here. I don't want to be redundant, but what this body does and does well is make lots of laws and plenty of them. And I actually think in this case, you take a domestic abuse case, an argument escalates, beer cans are thrown, furniture upset, name calling, a 911 call, whether it be the mother, the police, whatever the situation may be. The individual walks off, he wants to cool off, the police come to make an arrest. Put them in handcuffs there, the mug shop, the jail type of thing. And what evidence do they have? There's no physical abuse whatsoever. We don't want it to escalate to that. I realize that. But what evidence is there? The telephone, the disconnected telephone, or the cell phone that was thrown up against the wall, or the computer, keyboard, because of email now. That's the evidence that they're going to use to deny that person of his freedom. That's probably going to extremes. But again, we do not want to tolerate domestic violence, but we do not want to tolerate our loss of freedom either. I think what this bill will also do, it will discriminate, because the men in the majority of the cases are the ones to lose a situation like this. Again, no one wants to tolerate violence, but that's going to happen oftentimes. Secondly, I question oftentimes, because when we deal with telecommunications here, interstate commerce is not involved, but I could be wrong on that. But I do know that those that probably jumped on this bill, probably the trial lawyers, the bail bondsmen, etc., maybe this is a good bill. But I can tell you there's probably two reasons to vote for it. One, that it would be good legislation, and then it's an election year. Otherwise, compelling there, it's poor legislation. And I'm going to vote no. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Abdallah.
This bill isn't just a domestic abuse bill. This is a 911 bill for all emergencies. There's no reason anybody should vote against this bill. It's a good bill, and I encourage you to pass it.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question for the House then is House Bill 1224, final passage. Those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will elect the voting machine. The members proceed to vote.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 63, nays 4, excused 3.
House Bill 1224, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.